فروا من الله إن الله بصير بالعباد. أستغفر الله أستغفر الله عسى الله التوبة. لا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. هو الله الذي لا إله إلا هو عالم الغيب والشهادة هو الرحمن الرحيم. هو الله الذي لا إله إلا هو الملك القدوس السلام المؤمن المحيمن العبيد الجبار المتكبر. سبحان الله عما يشركون. هو الله الخالق الباري المصور له الأسماء الحسنى يسبح له ما في السماوات والأرض وهو العزيز الحكيم. والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين أبي القاسم محمد.
اللهم صل على محمد
وعلى آله الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين سيما بقية الله في العالمين ولعنة الله على أعدائهم أجمعين من الآن إلى قيام يوم الدين. قال الحكيم في كتاب المجيد وفرقان الحميد بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن أريد إلا الإصلاح ما استطعت وما توفيقي إلا بالله عليه توكلت وإليه أنيب. صلوات
صلى الله محمد
محمد. My respected brothers, this verse I recited is from Surah Hud, verse number 88. And this is also dua of Hazrat Shu'aib alayhi salam as well. Hazrat Shu'aib alayhi salam is saying, "In uridu illa al-islaha mastata'atu." I do not have capability to do reforms or to change the people or to change myself. I can think, I can plan, but whatever I am thinking, I am planning, there is no guarantee at all that will happen. Then he is adding, وَمَا تَوْفِيقِ إِلَّا بِاللَّهِ. But any kind of change and reform I want to do, that could happen with the tawfiq of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So if favor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is there, so that change will happen, that reform will happen. But if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not like something should happen, that couldn't happen, whatever we want to do or whatever the planning we are doing. عَلَيْهِ تَوَكَّلْتُ. So first of all, he told us that this is Allah who ultimately has the results in His hand. Results are with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then, عَلَيْهِ تَوَكَّلْتُ. And we have to trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We must depend in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We must ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As well as we will do more tawakkal on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, our life will be easy. Because a lot of time we are thinking to do something, we are planning to do something, and then results are not according to our wish, according to our thoughts, we are upset. The main problem is we are not depending on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We are not doing tawakkal on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If we are sincere in doing tawakkal on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then our job is to do efforts, to think, to plan, to put our efforts, and rest is with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. if results are according to our planning and thoughts, so alhamdulillah, we achieved. But if results are not what we were thinking, so then still, we must be happy. Why? Because on our end, we have tried our best. And if that was in favor of us, if that was in the favor of humanity, that was able to be done. But if something is not happening, it means Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, His decision is different from our decision. So that's why Hazrat Shu'aib alayhi salam, he said, عَلَيْهِ تَوَكَّلْتُ. We have to depend, we have to trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَإِلَيْهِ أُنِيبُ. And always our face must be towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The qibla of our thoughts, the qibla of our planning, the qibla of our actions, the qibla of our efforts. So everything should be towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If our thoughts, our actions, our efforts are totally dependent according to the happiness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so then whatever is happening, we are happy. Because we are totally dependent on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But if we are rebellion, we are thinking something else, happening something else, then we are blaming to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Or we are blaming to the people, or maybe we are blaming ourselves, or maybe we are blaming our luck. We have bad luck, we have this. So that's why all of the problems and diseases and issues and difficulties and calamities are coming to me. Why all these things are coming? Because when we are not happy with our fate, with our luck, with the destiny that has been given to us by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then maybe we will be upset. The best attitude is, that has also been taught by Imam Hussain alayhi salam as well. Because this verse I have recited from Surah Hud, this verse, the same verse, Imam Hussain alayhi salam has also written in his testament. When he was leaving Medina, so he had written a testament, a wasiyat, to his brother Muhammad bin Hanafiyyah. So he delivered different sermons on different places, on different occasions. But this is something that was in a written form, so that tomorrow people should not fabricate the purpose of movement of Imam Hussain alayhi salam. So as he started Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, Hada ma awsa bihil Hussain ibn Ali bin Abi Talib ila akhiya Muhammadin al-Ma'ruf ibn al-Hanafiyya. إن الحسين بن علي يشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأن محمدا صلى الله عليه وآله عبده ورسوله. You know, because today even people they say that the battle was between two princes. There was not battle of Haq and Batil. So that's why Imam Hussain alayhi salam is declaring, is announcing who he is, what is his faith, what is his thought, and what he is going to do. The first thing he declared, that he witnessed that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is one, and he believes in the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Secondly, he also believed that Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, he is the servant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as well as the messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then he added, جَاءَ بِالْحَقِّ مِنْ عِنْدِ الْحَقِّ. So the haq can come from the haq. Mean, if haq is coming to the people, so that is coming from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the origin of haq, the origin of righteous path, that is by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and that is to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَعَنَّ الْجَنَّةَ وَالنَّارَ حَقٍّ. And he also added that the paradise and the hell. Both are hot. That is something that can, that is going to happen in the future. And as a believer, as a Muslim, we have to believe in the existence of paradise as well as the existence of hellfire. وَأَنَّ السَّاعَةَ آتِيَهُ لَا رَيْبَ فِيهَا. And the day of judgment, there is no doubt at all, so that will come as well. وَأَنَّ اللَّهَ يَبْعَثُ مَنْ فِي الْقُبُورِ. And that is the day when the people will come out of their graves. Then he added, he here very clearly, he has written that, what is his purpose to leave Medina, to go Makkah, to go towards Karbala or Kufa. So he had recorded in his testament, إِنِّي لَمْ أَخْرُجْ أَشِرًا وَلَا بَطِرًا وَلَا مُفْسِدًا وَلَا ظَالِمًا. I am not leaving Medina just for entertainment or just for holidays or just for corruption or facade or just for tyranny. So this is not my purpose, Imam Hussain. It means he, what he had written here, I am not leaving Medina for these four things. Ashiran wa batiran wa mufsidan wa zaliman. It means the society of that time had all these things. The rulers were corrupt, they were zalim, they were tyrant, they were zalim, they were mufsid, they were corrupt as well as, so they were having, they were taking Islam as religion of entertainment. Because instead of having Friday prayer on Friday, they were starting on Wednesday. Instead of having 2 rakat namaz al-fajr in the morning, so their representative, they were reading 4 rakat, and when the people were objecting, they were saying, if this is less, so I am happy to do more further or other more 4 rakat. So their religion or Islam was just like joke for them. Or they were taking the religion as entertainment for them. So that's why all these things, the tyranny, the corruption, injustice, are different things which were not introduced by the Messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, were introduced by the ruler of the times, and especially Banu Umayyah, the Muawiyah bin Abu Sufyan and Yazid bin Muawiyah. What they introduced, what they were doing, that was not sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So after writing down what is happening in the society by the rulers, then he added, وَإِنَّمَا خَرَجْتُ لِطَلَبِ الْإِصْلَاحِ فِي أُمَّةِ جَدِّي مُحَمَّدٍ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَآلِهِ. And this is his purpose. Why? He has declared that why he is leaving Medina. إِنَّمَا خَرَجْتُ لِطَلَبِ الْإِصْلَاحِ فِي أُمَّةِ جَدِّي مُحَمَّدٍ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ. If I am leaving Medina, if I am departing Medina, then the purpose is to do reforms, to change the society. Or, so reforms from the bottom to the top, or from the top to the bottom. Why? The problem was, Yazid was asking for allegiance. And allegiance doing on the hand of Yazid, that meant whatever the Yazid is doing, that is legitimate. When Imam Hussain alayhi salam denied, he is not going to do allegiance on the hand of Yazid, means Yazid is not a legitimate ruler. Whatever he is doing, that is not Islam. And that was the same that was done by Hazrat Amir al-Mu'min Ali ibn Abi Talib alayhi salam. When the second caliph, he made a shura of 6 people, and then he said that the next caliph must be among these 6 persons. And when the people offered Hazrat Ali alayhi salam We are going to accept you as new caliph, new ruler, but there is condition. You have to follow Quran, you have to follow Sunnah of Rasulullah, and you have to follow Sunnah of Shaykhain, the Sunnah of first and second caliph. Because the most of the religion, most of the Islamic teachings were changed in the time of second caliph. So that's why straight away Hazrat Ali alayhi salam, he said, yes, I will follow Quran and Sunnah of Rasulullah, but I am not going to follow the Sunnah of first and second caliph. Why? They were not legitimate. Whatever they introduced, whatever they done, that was not 100% according to the teaching of Islam. So that was Sunnah of Ali ibn Abi Talib.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad.
So Sunnah of Ali ibn Abi Talib is, we can reject the rule. We can reject the rule of Muslimin or the rule of a country if the condition is we have to follow the tyrant people. We have to follow those who are not following true Islam. So that's why Imam Hussain alayhi salam said, إِنَّمَا خَرَجْتُ لِطَلَبِ الْإِسْلَاءِ فِي أُمَّةِ جَدِّي Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad.
Only, only my purpose to leave Medina is to bring reforms or to bring the Muslims towards the true Islam. What is true Islam? I am going to introduce the true Islam. I am going to establish the government, or I am going to establish, or I am going to tell the people what is true Islam. What is being introduced by the rulers, that is not Islam, that is not according to Quran. Then he added, أُرِيدُ أَنْ أَمُرَ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ وَأَنْحَى عَنِ الْمُنْكَرِ. And I wish to do Amar bil-Ma'ruf and Nahi anil Munkar. Amar bil-Ma'ruf, I will invite the people for good things. For Quran, I will invite the people to Quran, to the Sirat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And I will ask the people not to do those bad things or corrupt things or tyranny, what they are doing. And he said, wa asira bi sirat jaddi wa sirat abi ali ibn abi talib alayhi salam.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad.
Here he declared a very beautiful sentence, wa asira bi sirat jaddi. I am follower of sirat of my grandfather Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Asir means prisoner. You know, prisoner, his freedom is very limited. He cannot cross the boundaries of the jail. Mean his freedom is very minimum or very limited. So that's why Imam Hussain alayhi salam said, my freedom is, I am not introducing a new Islam. I am not going to introduce. When I am saying I am going to do Talab al-Islam, mean reforms, that reforms that does not mean I am going to introduce a new religion or new things, or I am going to change Quran or Sirat of Rasulullah. What he said, I am prisoner, I am asir of Sirat of my grandfather Muhammad Mustafa, was Sirat Abi Ali ibn Abi Talib, and I will also follow the sirat of my father, Ali ibn Abi Talib.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad.
And that was also the sirat of Ali ibn Abi Talib. When people were changing Islam, he was standing there and telling the people what is true Islam. When people were offering the rule of the Muslimin, and condition was he should follow someone who was not a true follower of Islam, he denied and he stood back and he said, this is sirat of my father. We are not greedy for government. We are not greedy for rule. I am not leaving Medina just to make a government, just to rule the people. The sirat of my father is, we can deny if people are posing something that is going against the Islam or Quran. So this was the testament of Hazrat Imam Hussain alayhi salam. Then he said,
salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad.
Faman qabbalani بقبول الحق فالله أولى بالحق. Anyone who will accept me, accept my teaching, accept my invitation, inshallah Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will accept his work. وَمَنْ رَدَّ عَلَى هَذَا أَصْبِلُ حَتَّى يَقْزِيَ اللَّهُ بَيْنِي وَبَيْنَ الْقَوْمِ بِالْحَقِّ. And anyone who will reject me, anyone who will not accept me, my invitation, then I will be patient. I will follow the tolerance until Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will decide among the people and me. وَهُوَ خَيْرُ الْحَاكِمِينَ. And best of the justice Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Best of the ruler or best of the decision makers, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَهَذِي وَسِيَّةِ إِلَيْكَ يَا أَخِي. And this is my testament to my brother. وَمَا تَوْفِيكِ إِلَّا بِاللَّهِ عَلَيْهِ تَوَكَّلْتُ وَإِلَيْهِ أُنِيبُ. And these are the same sentences of the verse that I quoted already from Quran. وَالسَّلَامُ عَلَيْكَ وَعَلَى مَنِ اتَّبَعَ الْحُدَى وَلَا حَوْلَ وَلَا قُوَّةَ إِلَّا بِاللَّهِ الْعَلِيِّ الْعَظِيمِ. And at the end, he also sent his salam to his brother and all those people. وَعَلَى مَنِ اتَّبَعَ الْحُدَى. And all those people who are following the path of Islam, the true Islam, the path of guidance. And وَلَا حَوْلَ وَلَا قُوَّةَ إِلَّا بِاللَّهِ. And no one has the authority except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He is the highest mode, he is the greatest one, and everything is under his control. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq to understand the path of Islam, the true path, the true Islam. And especially, we should try to understand the purpose of Imam Hussain alayhi salam. What we are commemorating every year, that should not be just a tradition. Just, that should not be just an annual function. Muharram is coming, we are coming and attending and listening and going and sitting and sleeping, finish. Imam Hussain alayhi salam, he stood for a purpose. So when we are commemorating, when we are remembering Karbala and Ashura and Imam Hussain alayhi salam, it means we should work to achieve the purpose of Imam Hussain alayhi salam. So that's why when he was going to be killed, the last sentence he said, Hal min nasir yansurana. I came out of Medina to do reforms, to change, to introduce the true Islam. And still, if I am going to die, but still I need the true lovers. I need those people who have to pick up this flag, the flag of true Islam, the flag of Muhammad and Ali and Hussein, and should wave throughout the world and should tell the people what is true Islam, what is Sirat of Muhammad, Ali and Hussein alayhi salam. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq to understand and to spread the true message of Karbala and Imam Hussain alayhi salam. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala hasten the arrival of our Imam. Because who is someone? Imam Zaman alayhi salam is someone who will raise the flag of Islam, who will raise the flag of Karbala, who will pick up the flag of, the introduce the true Islam, our Islam, Islam-e Hussain, Islam-e Karbala. And inshallah that time will come very soon. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Wal asr. Inna al-insana lafi khusr. Illa al-lazina amanu wa amila al-salihat. Wa tawasaw bil-haqqi wa tawasaw bil-sab.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين اللهم لك الحمد ودي السماوات والأرض ذا الجلال والإكرام رب الأرباب وإله كل مألوه وخالق كل مخلوق ووارث كل شيء ليس كمثله شيء وهو بكل شيء محيط أنت الله لا إله إلا أنت الأحد المتوحد الفرد المتفرد وأنت الله لا إله إلا أنت الكريم المتكرم العسيم والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين أبي القاسم محمد
اللهم صل على محمد.
وعلى علي بن أبي طالب أمير المؤمنين عليه السلام.
اللهم صل على محمد وعليه
وعلى فاطمة الزهراء سيدة نساء العالمين.
اللهم صل على محمد وعليه
وعلى الحسن والحسين سيدي الشباب أهل الجنة.
اللهم صل على محمد
وعلى علي بن الحسين وعلى محمد بن علي وعلى جعفر بن محمد وعلى موسى بن جعفر وعلى علي بن موسى وعلى محمد بن علي وعلى علي بن محمد وعلى حسن بن علي وعلى الخلف القائم المنتظر المحضي.
اللهم صل على محمد وعلى
آله. اللهم اجعل ظهورا انه يرانه بعيدا نراه قريبا برحمتك يا ارحم الراحمين. اللهم افتح لي ابواب توبتك ورحمتك ورزقك الواسع اني اليك من الراغبين واتمم لانعامك انك خير المنعمين. اللهم اجل بقيه عمري في اداء فرض الجمعات والحج والعمره ابتغاء وجهك يا رب العالمين. وصلى الله على محمد وآل الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد.
اوصيكم بتقوى الله ونظم امركم. My respected brothers, this beautiful advice of a first imam for all of us to follow the teachings of taqwa. Taqwa is the ultimate goal for all believers. Ali alayhi salam is Imam al-Muttaqeen. And anyone can be his follower when he has attained the level of taqwa. We need to have fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in our hearts. At the same time, we need to be true lovers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But there are different actions, different teachings. When we follow them, then we can feel, yes, we are following the path of taqwa. One of them is Salatul Jum'ah, Friday prayer. This is a symbol of unity, this is a symbol of celebration. Friday is the day of Eid for Muslimin. Friday is the day of congregation for Muslimin. This prayer can be prayed, can be done when at least there are 5 people. Otherwise, something that is wajib cannot be performed until and unless people are not there. So this wajib can be performed when the people are there, when people are showing their integrity and their sympathies towards other mankind, sitting together, standing together, and obeying the commandment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The beautiful hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I would like to share with you, that is about the importance of Namaz Jum'ah. He said, اِعْلَمُ أَنَّ اللَّهَ تَعَالَى قَدْ فَأَمَنْ عَلَيْكُمُ الْجُمْعَةَ فَمَنْ تَرَكَهَا فِي حَيَاتِي وَبَعْدَ مَمَاتِي. He said, اِعْلَمُوا, the people, you have to know, أَنَّ اللَّهَ تَعَالَى قَدْ فَرَضَ عَلَيْكُمُ الْجُمْعَةَ. The Friday prayer Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made wajib upon you. فَمَنْ تَرَكَهَا فِي حَيَاتِي وَبَعْدَ مَمَاتِي. And anyone who will be lazy, who will not pay attention, who will not perform Namaz Jum'ah in the life of Prophet or even the death of after the death of the Prophet. وَلَهُمْ إِمَامٌ عَادِلٌ. Even the people are living in the time of Imam Adil. Their ruler is a just person. Still, اِسْتِخْفَافَ بِهَا وَجُحُودًا لَهَا. Anyone who is going to deny, mean anyone who is not coming to perform Namaz Jum'ah, are not paying importance, not giving importance, is lazy, busy in other things. Then Prophet added, فَلَا جَمَعَ اللَّهُ شَمَلَهُ. And they are not coming, they are not making their gathering to perform Namaz Jum'ah. Then Prophet said, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will وَلَا بَارَقَ لَهُ فِي أَمْرِهِ. There will be no barakat at all in their life. The first thing that will be uplifted, that is, there will be no blessing, no bounties in their life, in their business, in their life. أَلَا وَلَا صَلَاةَ لَهُ. If they are praying, anyone who is not praying, not giving importance to Namaz Jummah, and they are praying other prayers, Ala wala salat Allah, Allah will not accept any of their prayer. Ala wala zakat Allah, if they are giving khums and zakat and charity and sadaqah, Allah will not accept sadaqah and zakat from them. Ala wala hajj Allah, Allah will not accept their hajj at all. Ala wala sawm Allah, Allah will not accept their fasting. Ala wala barakat Allah, hatta yatubu. And until and unless someone is going to do tawbah, they will not have any barakah, any blessing, any bounty in their lives. So this is what is the importance of Friday prayer, Salatul Jummah, that has been told by Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So if intensely someone is not attending, anyone who is working at a time of Friday prayer, that is haram. So that is adding haram money in this wealth. Secondly, anyone, according to other hadiths, intensely, without any reason, without any legitimate reason, if someone is not attending three consecutive Friday prayers, is not a Muslim. But according to this hadith, so nothing is left. Anyone who is not paying to Friday prayer. So this message we must spread. We must tell our family members, our children, sisters, brothers. So that we have to promote the culture of Friday prayer. So without Friday prayer, so everything but whatever we are doing, our prayer, our fasting, our hajj, everything will be wasted if we are not paying attention to the Friday prayer. And Hazrat Amirul Mu'mineen Ali ibn Abi Talib al-Ityanu ila al-Jum'ati ziyaratun wa jamalun. Anyone who is going and attending the Namaz Jum'ah, first of all, he is doing ziyarat. Ziyarat of Imam Zaman alayhi salam. So this prayer and this day is related with Imam Zaman alayhi salam. Secondly, they are doing the ziyarat of Mumineen. And anyone who is just going to do ziyarat of Mumineen, his sins will be forgiven. Just intention should be, I am going just to do ziyarat of a Mumin. And a lot of Mumineen, they are in the mosque at the day of Jum'ah. So first thing what we are achieving, Imam alayhi salam said, person who is going and attending Namaz Jummah is doing the ziyarat. So second thing, wa jamalun. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give them more beauty. Allah will increase in their beauty. So no, beauty is not in color. Beauty is not what is our standard. Beauty is a kind of attraction. You know, we cannot force the people they should love us. Even husband and wife, children and parents, a lot of children, parents, they don't love each other. Husband, wife, they don't love each other. Sister, brother, they don't love each other. Why? By force, we cannot put our love in the hearts of other people. This is Allah who is inculcating the love of some people in the hearts of the people. Why we love Imam Hussain alayhi salam? So because this is job of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Anyone who has a pure heart, who has a pak and tahir heart, automatically Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is giving him gift. And that is the love of Imam Hussain al-Islam.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad.
So likewise, any person who is attending Nawal al-Jum'ah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give him Jamal. Mean Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will put the love of that person in the hearts of other believers, and they will respect him, they will love him. Whenever they will see, they will find a kind of attraction in him. This is what is called Jamal. So inshallah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq to attend more regularly Namaz Jumma, that's wajib. And not only we have to attend ourselves, we have to propagate, we have to attract the people. We should try to bring the people in. Because Imam Hussain alayhi salam, he left Medina for Amr bil Ma'ruf. And his followers should also do this thing. If we are not inviting the people for Namaz Jumma, then according to one hadith, they will not be Muslim. Are we happy? People, those who are called Muslim, they should not be Muslim at all. People who are praying, their prayers will not be accepted. People who are performing Hajj, doing Hajj, their Hajj will not be accepted. We should not be happy because our people, our believer, our sisters and brothers, they are losing everything just for not attending Namaz Jumma. So this is wajib. We should try to spread the message. Tell the people, invite them, do Amar bil Ma'ruf. And if someone has something in his heart, we should try Nahi al Munkar. If someone is doing wrong, we should try to stop them, inshallah. And tomorrow will be lunar eclipse, and timing will be 3:45. That will be just for half an hour. And whenever there is lunar or solar eclipse, we have to perform Namaz-e Ayat, and that is wajib, that is 2 rakat namaz, and every rakat has 5 ruku. So the easiest method is reading Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen and dividing with Bismillah Rahman, dividing Qul Huwallahu Ahad into 5 parts. Bismillah Rahman is 1 part, then Qul Huwallahu Ahad is 1 part. So reading one verse, going into raku, and then standing up and reading other verse and going into raku. So every rakat has 5 ruku. So niyat is, I am reading 2 rakat namaz ayat, wajib qurbatan ilallah, and that is wajib at that time when that there is a time of lunar eclipse or the sun eclipse. After that, that will this is wajib. We have to, if we did not perform on the time, then still we have to perform. We have to do it. That will be qada. Latest changes in the world, especially in the Middle East, are really alarming situations. We have to pray for the peace in the world, but whatever is happening in Afghanistan, in Pakistan, in Iran, so that is not good news or good situation for the Muslimin. The latest changes, what is happening in Pakistan, the attack of NATO forces on Pakistani soldiers, and these days Pakistan government and US relations with and European and NATO, that is not good relation. The other thing, they are also threatening to Iran to attack their atomic assets and laboratories. But the one thing that is, Iran has shown that they are ready, because the same thing was happening in Pakistan for few years, 6-7 years, people are being attacked by drones. A lot of innocent people are being killed in Pakistan. The one reason some of the soldiers in Pakistan, they were saying, we don't have technology to stop these attacks. Sometimes some said that we can stop, but the government should take the decision and they should command us that we have to stop them. But the other side, in the West, the Iran, just few days ago, just for spyware, United States forces, they send the drone, and this is the electronic war. An Iranian, without attacking their drone, just with their electronic skill, they forced that drone to come on the airport, and that is in their control. So Iranians have shown, if America will do something technology wise or in electronic war, they are not behind them. They can stand, or they can reply them, or even worse than that, whatever they are planning. But as a whole, we are people of harmony, we are people of peace. We the follower of Allah, with the Muslims, we wish in the world there should be peace. There should be no battle, no war at all. But if the people, they are thinking, they will crush everyone, they will kill everyone, they are wrong. The day will come when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will tell them. Those who are tyrants, their days, their lives, their authorities are very short. So as a whole world and the people who are decision maker, they have to think. The best thing is, oh, we should serve our people. The money we are wasting to make weapons and to kill the people and to occupy the territory of other people, so that is not a good behavior, a good attitude, a good decisions. The best thing for our world is we have to maintain the peace, and we should support wherever we can help the people to maintain the peace. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Inna a'tainaka al-kawthar. Fasalli li rabbika wanhar. Inna shani'aka huwa al-abtar.